to us through others and through our conference in the National Church. And Connection asked the question, what resources are available to us to get us there? So we got a lot of work to do. Four formative tasks: identity, direction, leadership, connection. And this is what I'd like to see us work on the next year. It's a lot to do, and I'm telling you, the time is going to pass quickly. So we're going to be very busy in preparing ourselves for the new pastor. So please keep our church in your prayers. The second point then is, as a church, we're also living through an interim. That brings us to the third and final point I want to make this morning. Third and finally, we must actively prepare during this interim time. We must actively prepare during this interim time. In our scripture reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 16 through 17, Paul writes these words, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. That's what we need to do. We need to make the most of every opportunity that we have to serve Jesus Christ, because we don't know when he may be returning. And we need to make the most of every opportunity in preparing our church for the new pastor when he or she arrives in July. You know, if you look at the Greek New Testament, and the New Testament was originally written in Greek. I know most of you all know that. The Greek New Testament uses two different Greek words for the word time. One of those words you're probably very familiar with. It's the word chronos. Chronos, from which we get the word chronological. Chronos time is chronological time. Its time is duration. Time that simply goes on and on. Time without any meaning or purpose. Time as measured by calendars and clocks. Paul doesn't use that word here, though. He uses a different Greek word. He uses the word kairos. Kairos. Kairos time means an opportune time. Its time is opportunity. It's time that's filled with meaning and purpose. It's just the right time. And what Paul is telling us that we need to do is we need to look for every opportunity that we have to share the good news and be the good news in other people's lives before Christ returns. And as a church, we need to utilize every opportunity to prepare our church for our new pastor next July. You know, Jesus told that story about the doorkeeper, the parable of the doorkeeper. You remember the householder went away. He told the doorkeeper to watch the house. And he went away and he was gone for a long time. And the doorkeeper got lazy. He went to sleep on the job. He began drinking, abusing the servants. And when the master of the house comes back, he finds the doorkeeper is irresponsible and asleep, and he's very upset. The point of that parable is we need to always be prepared by looking for every opportunity that we can to prepare our church for a new pastor, and more importantly, to prepare ourselves for Jesus' coming, because we don't know when that's going to be. Well, I want to close with this last illustration. Let me ask you a question. How many of you, and you men will probably love this, how many of you remember Emmett Smith? Raise your hands. You remember Emmett Smith? Well, you know, Emmett Smith, for those of you who may not know who he is, had played for the Dallas Cowboys for many years. And he was a phenomenal runner. He was one of the best running backs in the NFL and was even enrolled into the NFL Hall of Fame a few years ago at one of the Super Bowls. Let me ask you something. What made Emmett Smith such a phenomenal running back in the NFL? What do you think made him such a phenomenal running back? Was he, somebody say something?
Dedication.
Dedication? Okay, certainly he was dedicated. Was he bigger and stronger than other backs in the NFL? No. There were other running backs that were much bigger and stronger than him. Remember Earl Campbell, who played for the old Houston Oilers? Earl Campbell was a hulk of a man. He would just plow through the defensive line. Remember, he just ran over people. He was so big and so strong. But that wasn't Emmett's style. So, was Emmett faster than the other running backs in the NFL? Not really. There were other running backs much faster than he. I think of Barry Sanders, who played with the Detroit Lions. He was very fast. No one could keep up with him. When you gave him the ball, he was gone. Or what about Tony Dorsett, who'd played with the Cowboys before Emmett Smith? Tony could have run circles around Emmett Smith. He wasn't particularly fast. But you know, what was the one thing that made Emmett such a phenomenal runner? You want to know what it was? He had an uncanny ability to recognize holes in the opponent's defense and to quickly run through those holes. He could zig and zag like nobody's business, and no one could lay a hand on him. No one could do it better than Emmett. He recognized opportunities, and he utilized them quickly. And folks, we could learn from Emmett Smith. We too need to recognize the opportunities that we have to serve Christ and to forward the kingdom of God and utilize those opportunities quickly. We also need to recognize the opportunities that we have to prepare our church for a new pastor. And I'm going to try and provide you with some of those opportunities in the next few months. But we need to recognize them and utilize them quickly because we don't have a lot of time. Well, in conclusion, we need to use this interim time to prepare our church for a new pastor. We need to also make ourselves ready, watching and waiting for the coming of Christ our King. We don't know when Christ will return. As Jesus said to his disciples, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. So I want to leave you with this question. Will we be ready? Will we be ready when Christ returns? And will we be ready when our new pastor arrives next July? Whoever has the ears to hear, let that one hear what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. Amen. I want to thank Sharon and Craig coming along. Craig and Sharon, for getting this to work. Thank you so much. Yeah, I told you you had talent in the congregation. Give them a hand. Thank you so much. You know, we live in a variety of interims. I know this is a very difficult time for all of us, particularly for I know a lot of preachers, because we're all facing massive change. But I want you to know that in every interim, there are always opportunities. And this is an opportunity for us to grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ, to grow in our prayer life, to grow in our Bible study. And even though we have to physically distance, we are still together with each other as the body of Christ. And so I want you to remember that we are not alone. And Christ is with us because we are all a part of the body of Christ. And so I want you to remember that. And I want you to think about this week, because I know that we live in very difficult times. But we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. Well, I want to share with you the blessing. Would you receive this blessing? Go forth as God's people who are always ready to receive Christ and to meet Christ whenever he may come, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, whenever Christ may return. May you live your lives in such a way that your life is a sweet-smelling fragrance of Christ to the world, and so that when people see you, they see Jesus and they can live with hope. Go forth and be that good news. Amen.
It is well with my soul.